This is another interesting point, is that John explained that since he had come back and he was telling us these things, that they could be changed, that the future was not set. So as an example, let's say you were a time traveler, George, and you went back to, say, 1972 or 1971, and you burned down the Watergate building.
Mm-hmm.
Would Jimmy Carter still be president? For that matter, would Ronald Reagan even be president?
Well, what do you mean, would Richard Nixon still be president?
Well, exactly. If Watergate had never happened, would Nixon have stayed president?
Right.
But at the same time, other things probably wouldn't have changed, like the computer. Microsoft would still invent Windows. AIDS would still be a problem. I mean, other things that you wouldn't have affected by that one act would still have happened. And I think a lot of people are now starting to look at the John Titor situation the same way.
Oliver, if you had the ability to go back in the time, like John Titor did, isn't it an obligation to try to save the ills of the planet? Or is it like an unwritten rule where you have to sit back and do nothing? You just monitor, you watch. Maybe you point a few things out like he did, but you just don't get involved.
You know, I think from our perspective, the answer to that question is yes, because we would feel that we had some responsibility. But John explained that because there are so many multiple universes where the same thing is going on over and over again, there's really no point in doing anything in any particular spot that you're at, because you're really not affecting anything in the long run. In other words, if you were a time traveler and you went back and you changed something, there are an infinite number of other, you know, places and timelines out there where it's still happening. So it's almost like a drop in the bucket. And, you know, time travelers apparently have better things to do than try and help us.
So you see, if I went back in the time, I'd want to take out Hitler, for example, you know, or something like that.
Well, okay. I'll go back to an example John gave. He said that if you knew World War II was going to happen, you knew when the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor, would you go back and tell the radar operators looking for those planes that they were coming? And his point was that, let's say you did that, and Pearl Harbor never happened, and we were able to knock all the Japanese out of the sky, and Pearl Harbor never happened, so therefore we don't go into World War II. Therefore, Germany develops the atomic bomb. And by the time they're bombing London or even New York, we're not even geared up for a war yet.
Like an old Twilight Zone episode, then, no matter what you do, there are always consequences.
Exactly. And that was a point he made over and over again.
So you simply have to sit back and let it unfold, as tragic as it is. I mean, here's another example. December 26, 2004. Do you go to Indonesia and run up and down the shoreline with a big foghorn and say, there's going to be a tsunami, get out of here? Would you warn people, or would you sit back and watch it happen?
That's a good question, because in the posts, he was very specific that he was not going to answer questions about natural disasters or anything where people would die like that, because his logic was that people that wouldn't have died would be alive, or people that would die would be alive, and people that might not have died would have died, and that would have had a tremendous impact on what was going to happen next.
He stayed away from sports and lotteries and scores and
who would be
like
president.
That.
You know, and the logic is sound. He said, if I told you who the president was going to be, then you could go out and affect that outcome. So that was the reason why he didn't give specific information about people.